The best exercise you can do. That's pretty much the claim being made across the Tasman. We'll find out what that exercise is shortly. It's time to get our brains into gear on Sunday morning, as usual. A prize of nice new books with no dog-eared pages to the first correct texter on 2101 to solve a puzzle from Jack. Quizmaster Jack Whaley-Cohen is back with us from London. He is the mastermind behind the questions on the BBC quiz show Only Connect. Jack, good evening. Nice to talk to you again.
Thank you and good morning to you, Jim.
From a listener, if I am holding a bee, what do I have in my eye?
Oh, wow. If I'm holding a bee, what do I have in my eye?
Yes. It's a silly one, but it's fun.
Oh, hang on. If I'm holding a bee, what do I have in my eye? Is it a lowercase m? If you look at your keyboard and you look at the letter B and the letter I, if you're holding a B and you add a sort of lowercase m onto the side of an I, you get a B.
That's ingenious, Jack, but alas, do you want to know the answer?
I mean, I bet your answer is much cleaner and better than mine, so I'd love to hear it.
The answer is beauty. If I am holding a bee, I have beauty in my eye because beauty is in the eye of the beeholder.
Beeholder, I mean, that's lovely. I really like that.
I've got a proper one too, although that's yeah, it was cute, wasn't it? What's unusual, Jack, about the following words? Revive, banana, grammar, voodoo, assess, potato, dresser, uneven.
I know this one nice and quickly. So a couple of ways of describing it, but you can take off the first letter and you have a palindrome, or add the first letter to the end and you have it reads the same forwards as backwards.
Yeah. Correct. It'll spell the same word backward as well as forward. It's useful to know, though. That's also quite fun.
Yeah, I actually came across a word that has a similar property that absolutely blew my mind a bit like this the other day. So if you take the word sensuousness, which is quite a long word, S-E-N-S-U-O-U-S-N-E-S-S, sensuousness, and you take off the S at the end, it reads the same backwards as forwards. So it's a similar sort of thing, but just mind that it worked with such a long word.
Yeah, like that one as well. Very good. Before we get to the money question, as it is, as it were, although of course we give away books, not money. Before we get to that, is there another short one for us?
Yeah, try this one. So, what V? So the answer begins with the letter V. What V is the Dutch language word for father? This is a fact which might have somewhat ruined a 1977 film for Dutch speakers.
Whoa. So
what word beginning with the letter V, V for victory, is the Dutch word for father? A fact which might have somewhat ruined a 1977 film for Dutch language speakers.
Whew. No, you've got me there. I don't think I mean, apart from, you know, trying words like vata or something, I don't know what the Dutch word is.
Well, that's extremely close. The answer is Vader, V-A-D-E-R.
Oh, yes.
The 1977 film we're referring to is Star Wars. So if you knew that Vader meant father, and you know anything about Star Wars, let's perhaps not say any more to not spoil it for people who haven't seen the film.
Has anyone not seen the film? Oh, they may have never seen the original one. I should have got that. I'm sure a lot of people did, but I didn't. So that is often the case, and never mind. All right, so people can text 2101. We're looking for the first correct caller through with the answer to Jack's big question today. And what is it, please?
So this is a question that is something to do with the calendar. And I want to know what comes next in this sequence of dates. What comes next in this sequence of dates? So I'm going to give four dates, and I want to know what would be, or what could be, fifth in the sequence. So we got January the 2nd, February the 3rd, March the 4th, December the 1st. So those are the four. What would come fifth. It sounds all a bit trivial after the first three. Then there's a bit of a left turn in the fourth one.
But,
January the 2nd,
yeah.
February the 3rd, March the 4th, December the 1st. And what could come fifth? There's quite a few possible answers, actually. But I'm sure if you work out what's going on, then it becomes very easy.
Great. All right. So January the 2nd, February the 3rd, March the 4th, and your left turn, December the 1st. What comes next? I assume you're accepting a few answers to this.
It will be there's quite a few possible answers, but it's very easy to work out if a given answer is correct or not.
Very good. Okay, 2101. That's Jack's question for the morning. First correct caller wins the books. We'll be back with Jack after we get a correct answer. So we're looking for a date like the dates he gave us. Marika Hilhorst of Wanaka has won the books this week. Well done, Marika. We had a lot of right answers in the end and a lot of wrong answers too, but Marika was fastest through. And Jack is back, Jack Whaley-Cohen. Jack, we did get right answers, but it also stumped quite a few people. So what is the correct way of answering your dates question, please?
Well, yes, well done, the people who got it right. It's one of those questions that's astonishingly easy once you see what's going on, but hard to identify it. So let me explain how it works. So January the 2nd is referring to the second letter of the word January, which is the letter A. February the 3rd gives us a B, the third letter of February. March the 4th gives us the fourth letter of March, which is a C. December the 1st gives us the first letter of December, which is a D. So we need a date that references the letter E. So you could take, for example, December the 2nd, because E is the second letter of December, or February the 2nd, or June the 4th, or anything like that.
Gotcha. Easy one. Easy one.
It's as easy as A, B, C, D, E. Yes.
It's as easy as A, B, C, D, E. Lovely, Jack. That was another good one. And it had everybody going. Hey, thank you so much. We'll let you go to bed. And we're looking forward to catching up with you next week as well.
You're most welcome. And well done to everyone who managed to crack that puzzle.
Jack Whaley-Cohen